Chapter 21. The whole mountain trembled. The ground heaved beneath them, shaking the last of the sand model on the stage to pieces. Harper and Catherine were struggling to keep their balance. Chunks of rock crashed down from the roof of the cavern, and the lights toppled and fell, sending shadows lurching across the ground. The river was a raging torrent, lapping over into the amphitheater, washing across the stage area and sweeping away the last of the sand. The ground shuddered again, and the river seemed to rise up in a colossal wave, surging through the lower part of the ruins. The water crashed down over Matt, drenching him, sweeping him away. He scrabbled for a handhold, found something, clung on. It was Robin. She heaved him out of the water, pulling him up onto the lower tiers of the amphitheater. They lay there, gasping for breath as the water rushed past.
"What have you done?" a voice hissed from behind them.
Catherine Feather was still holding the gun. Her eyes were icy with fury. Another surge of water. Matt and Robin ducked down, clinging to each other as the cold wave swept over them. It slammed into Catherine's legs and took them from under her. The gun went flying. Her cries were lost in the roar of the water. For a few moments, as the water receded again, they could see the woman's ice-blonde hair matted to her head. Her features seemed to blur, as if they were being washed off by the force of the water that crashed over her. Her arms moved desperately as she tried to swim to the edge before the current took her into the tunnel. The whole cavern was shaking now. Dust and debris were falling like a blizzard. A huge section of the roof ripped away from the rest and crashed down into the roaring river on top of Catherine, sending her spinning away into the tunnel, under the water, out of sight. Robin scrambled to her feet, pulling Matt up too.
"Where's Harper?" she yelled. "Computers!"
Matt shouted. They ran through the confusion and falling rock, leapt over the puddles and the debris and the ruins, towards the area where the computers and screens had been set up. The air was full of dust like smoke. It curled and drifted, and it was hot. Steam was coming from the raging river now. The puddles started to bubble and boil above them. The mountain was coming back to life. It rumbled and shifted. Glowing red was dripping through the cracks that opened in the walls and the roof, bubbling up through the floor as the volcano awoke. People ran through the smoke while the pyramid shook around them. It was impossible to tell who was or had been on which side, who was wearing what uniform. They just ran, getting out as fast as they could. With Harper's computers wrecked, his control over Smith's attacking soldiers was broken. His own guards, less disciplined and outnumbered, were racing with their enemy for the exit.